From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Today, President Obama will announce he is reappointing Ben Bernanke to a second four-year term as Federal Reserve Chairman. NPR's John Itzde reports.
President Obama will take a break from his vacation on Martha's Vineyard to make the announcement with Bernanke at his side. The president is expected to say that with bold action and outside-the-box thinking, Bernanke helped put the brakes on the economic freefall. Bernanke rewrote the Fed's rulebook, making unprecedented loans to financial institutions on the verge of collapse and developing programs to support lending for businesses, students, and real estate when credit froze up. The Fed chairman has been criticized in the Congress both for doing too little and too much, but reconfirmation by the Senate is not in doubt. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.
The Department of Education says schools nationwide should make preparations now so they can continue to provide instruction if the H1N1 virus spreads to their districts. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are recommending that schools send students home if they come down with swine flu this school year. So Secretary of Education Arne Duncan says schools should prepare materials so students can keep learning while they are sick. The recommendations urge educators to make sure they have the resources to send home course packets and to put important information online. They're also encouraging schools to make sure they have contact information for all students so teachers can check in. The department says educators can also try online webinars and podcasts as a way to include students who can't make it to class. A number of school districts are already taking these steps and are preparing for what some feel will be inevitable outbreaks of swine flu in the fall and winter. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
The government is launching a criminal investigation into what has been described as unauthorized and inhumane practices by the CIA in dealing with terror suspects. Newly released documents from the CIA's Inspector General say interrogators went beyond what was authorized under Justice Department legal memos that have since been withdrawn and discredited. Investigators credited the program for identifying terrorist plots, but they said it was not clear whether enhanced interrogation tactics contributed to that success. Japanese stock prices drifted lower today. There was profit-taking, and investors found few reasons to buy actively before Japan's August 30th election and U.S. economic data. The Nikkei average fell by 83 points, or 0.8%. Oil prices remained above $74 a barrel in Asian trading today. Benchmark crude for October delivery was down by 20 cents to $74.17 a barrel in electronic trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange. This is NPR News. Michael Jackson's death a few months before his 51st birthday was most likely the result of lethal levels of the sedative propofol, according to an affidavit that was released yesterday. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has the family's reaction to that news.
In a terse statement, the Jackson family says it has full confidence in the legal process. The family went on to commend Los Angeles authorities for their efforts to determine what killed the pop icon and says it looks forward to the day when justice can be served. A preliminary report from the L.A. County coroner points to propofol, although the singer had been given several other drugs in the hours before he died in an attempt to give him the sleep he so craved. There has been a police probe of Dr. Conrad Murray, Jackson's personal physician, but legal experts fully expect investigators to examine the medical records of all of Jackson's doctors and pharmacists in the next several months. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
A South Korean newspaper is reporting that North Korea has invited top envoys of President Obama to visit North Korea in what would be the first nuclear negotiations between the two countries under his presidency. The report says North Korea recently offered the invitation to Stephen Bosworth, a special envoy to North Korea, and chief nuclear negotiator Sung Kim. The report adds that Washington is strongly considering sending them to Pyongyang next month. The U.S. Embassy in Seoul had no comment on the report. Pyongyang has long sought direct negotiations with Washington about its nuclear program and other issues. The U.S. has said it's willing to talk bilaterally with North Korea, but only within the framework of six-party talks. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News.